So I'm going to talk about osteomyelitis, and we'll use the tibia as an example. And most of what you read about osteomyelitis is going to break it down to acute and chronic osteomyelitis. And you may read that acute is treated with antibiotics and chronic is a surgical problem. Well, a lot of acute osteomyelitis occurs in kids, you know, the hematogenous type. And that's really not what I'm going to be talking about here. It's really going to be more about acute osteomyelitis in adults and then, of course, chronic. And acute osteomyelitis in adults usually is seen as a result of trauma, a result of surgery, or, you know, some type of wound was there, or maybe there's an implant in there and it's got infected. And that's not something we typically just treat only with antibiotics in most cases. And chronic osteomyelitis is indeed a surgical problem if you plan on trying to get rid of it. So it's definitely useful to get familiar with the Czerny classification, or Czerny-Mader, spelled C-I-E-R-N-Y. And George Czerny did a lot of work, kind of pioneered the surgical management of osteomyelitis and the tibia in particular. He's written a lot about this. And the classification is really helpful. Basically, what it goes through is the two main things you should think about. One is the host, that is the immune immunocompromise of the host, and the second thing is the sort of anatomic type of where the infection is and how it's affecting the bone. It's sort of an anatomic thing. So, you know, the host A is a normal immune privileged host. The host B someone who is has some systemic or local immunocompromise situation, and the type C host is a patient who's significantly immunocompromised, and a patient who potentially the treatment would be worse than leaving them alone. Now, the anatomic types are 1, 2, 3, and 4. So 1 is a medullary osteomyelitis, and oftentimes there may be an endosteal nidus. This is something that you may have, like with an infected tibial rod that you have to take out, remount, get rid of the nidus, get rid of the biofilm, put a high-dose antibiotic spacer rod in there, and then hopefully your infection is gone with the right adjuvant antibiotics. Administered, PO or IV or whatever. Now, the type 2 is a superficial osteomyelitis in which you basically have the opposite. So what you have is you have the nidus on the outside, right, on the outside of the bone, and this could be possibly an exposed wound, due to chronic soft tissue loss, maybe a soft tissue abscess that's abutting the cortex, maybe some other type of nidus that's persistently exposing the cortex to infection, but it doesn't get into the medullary canal. So in this case, you do the opposite, right? You don't have to go into the medullary canal at all. You only have to deal with the surface, and oftentimes that means getting rid of the nidus, maybe burring down the bone, getting that paprika sign or punctate bleeding. You know you're down to healthy bone. And oftentimes that will get rid of your infection. Now, the third type is a localized infection, right? So here's where you have sort of sequestration of cortical bone, and you have a localized area where there's going to be some holes, some sinus tracts perhaps, and obviously the medullary canal is affected as well as the cortical bone. And these are treated with, and this is a more serious infection. This is where you have to do more of a cortical bony debridement, sort of do a cortical window, try to drain this, sometimes use antibiotic beads, soft tissue coverage procedures, etc. The last type then is the sort of permeative type 4 lesion. This is when you have essentially instability. So you have multiple holes, maybe an infected non-union where essentially the whole thing is unstable. And here's where you either have you know, something that's about to fracture or something that seems like it's already unstable. Clearly that adds another layer to the problem with these patients. So those are the four types. So if you think about those, you know, you can think, you know, normal host, medullary infection should do well, right? Bad host, permeative destruction lesion, they have problems on multiple levels. Bad host, type C host with a type 3 localized infection also can be a problem. And in those cases, you may want to consider not, you know, surgically treating those patients. But, you know, they're living with their chronic osteomyelitis then. But make no mistake, you know, the only way to get rid of the infection is through, you know, surgical debridement, depending on the anatomic type. You know, could be medullary, could be superficial. You may have to do more extensive debridement for the types 3s and 4s. So those are the, you know, those are the basic principles. I mean, as you know, extensive bony debridement for the type 3s and 4s can involve, resection of segments. It could involve having to come back and do massive bone grafting or a bone transport procedure. You know, if the patient is the right candidate and is a good host, but is, you know, suffering from either an infected non-union or an extensive area of bone infection that needs resection, I mean, that can be done. And that really is the only way to effectively completely eliminate it. Keep in mind those basic principles. It's an even bigger topic, but I think if you can just keep these basic points in mind, to help you to approach the patient who has infection in most long bones. I think the tibia is again a good example that can be extrapolated elsewhere. It's kind of the worst case scenario. Thanks.